Hey, welcome. You're just in time to join us for our Weebusation.
Hello, everybody. My name is John Despire. Welcome back to another episode of Weebusation, starring the sucky Yuju.
I'm keeping that in.
It's Weebusations with Nico and Shannon. Hello, I'm Senpai Jello and Sakano Yuji. Have fun. I'm Alphonse A13. I'm a guest. He made the horrible decision of allowing me to say a shitty bit. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about anime powers, the in-universe powers. Either powers that people in the entire world can use, that are just a commonplace that people expect, or powers that only a certain specific group of people are allowed to use. Respectively, example, quirks in My Hero, people know quirk users exist, and alternatively, the only certain people, you know, any of the, curses in JJK, like, certain people get them, not everyone knows they exist.
Or Mashal, where everyone has magic, but Mashal doesn't, you know, things like that. I will say that we'll brush topics from the previous episode as well, which is power scaling in some aspects. We're going to try not to delve too deep into that, but it'll be talked about at some point.
We're going to be talking about our favorite animes and our favorite powers that come from said animes.
Or favorite powers in said anime, type of, like, you know, it doesn't have to be our favorite anime. Oh, yeah. Shannon, do you want to start?
No.
Next.
Crazy. Man is pissed.
Perfect example of someone that has powers that not everyone else has. Mainly most people. I would say Yu-Gi-Oh! Yu-Gi-Oh! The average duelist doesn't even know what the hell Shadow Realm is or what's going on.
Millennium item.
Yeah, Millennium.
Yeah, Yu-Gi-Oh's a good example. Like, not everyone has, like, there are a specified number of millennial items that people just have. And technically, it is indeed an in-universe power.
Yep.
Supernatural power, but.
Really overpowered power. Yeah.
No. Tell me, being able to tell if someone's lying is a really good power.
Yes. I would love that power, actually. How you wouldn't like that power?
You have to hold the fucking thing up in front of you to do it! Like, what?
It's a power. The power don't have.
Yeah, the power to get bitch slapped.
What about you? Give an example.
Of a favorite power? I dig the whole system of stands in JoJo. The whole, either they manifested off a cursed bloodline, or they manifested because you got stabbed with an arrow and God decided you were right enough to keep a semblance of yourself.
You were worthy.
Rest in peace, my boy Mario in part 5, who just fucking died when he got stabbed with the arrow.
Yeah.
But, like, stands in JoJo, like, they're good. There's a lot of really good stands in JoJo. But there's a lot of shit ones.
Yeah. Some of them are really bad.
Yeah, so, your stand is, you have to live in this radio tower, because if you try to leave, you'll turn to metal, but if you get someone else to stand in the radio tower, you are able to leave, because then now they're cursed that if they turn to metal, if they leave this radio tower. Like, yeah, that is a perfect thing I want in my life.
Yeah. And do you have an example of a power that you like in an anime?
A power I like?
Yeah.
No, fast.
Why is that, Shannon? Why do you dislike powers in anime?
What? I can say that.
You don't have a favorite.
You don't have a favorite. Like, they're all the same to me. It's just, here's a power, do something with it, and I'm like, okay, cool.
I will say, one of my favorite shows for powers is probably Yu Yu Hakusho.
I never watched Yu Yu Hakusho.
I think the powers are just unique.
The main character figure blasts people.
Yeah, he literally figure blasts people. And the sidekick has a sword that comes from his thumb.
And when antagonist turned hero, he has like a weird third eye, but he's able to summon the black dragon, but not really, because sometimes it hurts him, but he also can't do that, so he does the black fire instead.
Yeah. I will say, like, it's just unique how different it is compared to, like, majority of anime. It's just so different. Probably one of my favorite, like,
because, I don't know, some anime just do power in the world building better than others.
Yeah, I agree. I, like, scaling wise, that makes sense too.
Because, like, is there like an anime you think of, like, this is power thing that, like, exists, but, like, no one really, like, uses it? Like, people just, like, yeah, it exists, but, like, it's not really explained. It just comes up sometimes.
Well, there's one of the seasons of Digimon that does that. Now I can think of it. They like have like this ultimate version of them, but they barely use it. They only use like the second evolution or digivolution. And it's like, but why? You have this ultimate form, just use it.
Tragic.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking more in depth of like, because obviously there's a whole like, oh, because this power would be good in this situation, the main hero would just win all the time if they used it.
I feel like there's a lot of isekai that do that, to be honest. Where like there's a one overpowered character, but he doesn't want to use his overpoweredness.
He doesn't want to is the best phrasing for that.
Yeah.
He doesn't know. He doesn't want to. It's like, yeah, cool. That makes perfect sense for why you want to do that.
I don't know.
The fuck else
you supposed to Yeah,
say?
What else?
Like, literally the concept of that said anime is, oh, here, I have an overpowered cheat skill. I ain't using it.
But you have to. Or you hate your cheat skill, like Fairy Tail, where Zeref's walking around, he's killed everything. He doesn't want you to use the power, but his power's always on. He's like, oh, I love this animal. It's dead. Like, it's just dead. Like, I wish you didn't have my power. Oh, well, you have your power, definitely.
If powers weren't overpowered, maybe I can enjoy it. But since, like, there's just, you know, this vendetta of it, it needs to be groundbreaking in this anime. It's just, I don't really care for powers all that much. It seems like a ridiculous concept to, it seems like a ridiculous thing to say when, you know, damn near every anime has some sort of power in it. But, like,
do you feel that way about non-anime, too? Like Power Rangers or Voltron?
Yeah. I feel that way. The same way.
Yeah.
Because it's like, you can't really throw in, okay, here's, like, the power to read minds and expect them to, like, not break it or some shit.
Yeah, that's true.
Hunter Hunter moment when Leroy was trying to figure out, said obvious woman in front of him was a boy or a girl.
Or the My Hero guy, when he shared the mind control people, but like, chooses not to. Like, he just called you stupid.
No, I guess this applies to like, everything's boring, it's the same overpowered power. More Frerin glazing. I appreciate how Frerin has casual magic, but she just uses it for like,
dumb reasons, yeah.
Bro, like, it's like, cool, I want to. Imagine to build a field of flowers and everyone clowns on her for it. It's like, oh, that's cool using magic for recreational purposes and stuff like that.
I can also say, like, in the Avatar when they're using all the elements, some of them use it for, like, daily life stuff, like lighting a campfire, you know, things like that.
That's peak. That's peak right.
It actually incorporates the powers into the universe, right, in a sense.
Like, I just...
You know what, actually, I just thought about and realized... is Pokemon uses that really well. Because all the Pokemons have different powers.
Yeah, because they're part of the environment.
Yeah, so they're very environmental. Like,
right.
Like, there's a whole ecosystem that can't exist without them.
Right, exactly.
I just realized that, like, right now.
Yeah.
Nico trying to find an episode of this podcast without mentioning Pokemon or Digimon. And he's like, fail.
No.
Don't come to me with an anime where, you know, the main character has a power that they don't like or they don't want to use, but they have to. I'm not watching that shit. That shit's garbage. That shit's on my face.
Does One Punch Man fall under that category?
Yes.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it does.
It's a hard example of that.
It is a very hard example. It is like the thin line between a good and a bad anime when it comes to
that. The purpose of One Punch Man is funny because, like, it's just like, you just get inconvenience, then you just gain a power. Like,
I will say for the comedy aspect, yes. But, like, for the what Chen is saying,
What was that anime called? The one where it's, like, the Demon Lord was the main character, and he was overpowered as shit.
Demon Lord Rejoin?
Yeah, that's peak, because he does not care. He will lose his power to the full extent.
He's literally a Demon Lord, and the whole premise is, he's like, you're supposed to be a demon? You're weak as shit. Watch what I can do.
You can't... You either do that, or you do, like, a very simple thing with the power.
What's also good about that show is he also shows the good, like, part of him, because he has another persona that is, like, a all fighting style that he hates. Mm-hmm. It's, like, supposed to be, like, Bruce Lee or whatever, and he, like, cringes about the idea, but that side of him kicks in when there's, like, a damsel in distress. So he automatically turns to that person and he hates it because they're completely different people. But it shows like he's like, I'm this righteous, strong guy, like damsel distress. And then when he goes back to the demon, he's like, why the fuck did I do that? I'm so cringe. Like, what the hell? She probably thinks I'm a Freya.
God, I'm just thinking Freya more. Like, more shit. Like, if you have a little power, just use them. Like, oh, yes, Freya in episode 7 through 9 proved exactly that she deserved to kill that demon king.
Yeah.
Thank God.
Proven is peak for a reason.
Yeah.
She has a scale and she uses it correctly. Wait, wrong person. She died.
Hey, that was good. I'm not gonna lie. That was pretty good. That was actually really good.
Aura has magic and she uses it correctly.
Aura, krill yourself. Triple is it.
Well, I'm not gonna lie. That was a good episode. Let me think. Is there another, like, example of, like, an anime that is like, powers in general?
Actually, I know you fucking hate it. I'll mention it. JoJo Part 4 did really well with the casual side of stands.
Shut up. I hate this.
Because the stands are manifestations of your willpower and your passion, obviously. So, like, not all stands did come from Arrow. Like, a barber lady and a cook got stands because they just love their passion so much. And their stands are specifically tailored to what they're going for. Like, her they had Cinderella can allow people to swap the faces of certain people.
Yeah.
Which she also can borrow it. And then Pearl Jam allows you to just make any meal as healthy as possible to rejuvenate you.
You see why I hate this? It's so sad.
I mean, he's right.
I know he's right. I don't want to admit that he's right.
Does power scaling really well. Because it's
like... And then you got, like, Dio, who, like, spams his time stop, like, every time his cooldown's over.
Every time he can.
If that's the extent of your power, you might as well push it to the limit, right? Push it to the limit. It's not going to get any better.
It's not.
At least I say stand users just do, in fact, use their stands.
Yeah.
You know what's funny is that's why a lot of people don't like anime is the power scaling of, like Dragon Ball. People won't give it a chance because they're like, oh, Goku's the most overpowered character. It's like, he's not always the most overpowered character. He's just got plot armor. Like,
everyone forgets Beerus has the power to just literally destroy the universe, but he chooses not to because Earth makes good food.
Exactly. And Whis is even stronger than him. Like,
right.
Whis is just an angel. Like, legit, just an angel. Like,
yep. Yeah.
Universe killers and planet destroyers, and they're like, oh, Goku's overpowered. He's really not. He gets shit.
There's been a lot of times where he's been max power and he got his ass kicked.
Yeah.
And then gets another upgrade.
There was one of the ultimate names is Whis. Look at the fucking That shit is hilarious.
That's just how Saiyans work. When they are on the brink of death, they get a power up. That's just how their race is.
I'll say minus Dojo, I think Jujutsu does a pretty good power scaling.
Yeah, because Chris is supposed to be detriment to you.
Yeah. I actually do like it. Besides Gojo, because like...
Dojo is a complete cheat code.
Yeah, he's literally a cheat code. But besides that, I think the power scaling...
Man came out of the womb of a god. It's like, the fuck?
Yeah, Chris and JK are a weird, weird case. Like, they're supposed to be complete detriments to you, and the whole purpose of going to the academy is to get rid of them.
Yeah. Right. I mean, Mashal's also really good, because everyone has magic powers, some sort of magic. And it's not even, like, you have to, like, it's like a school of magic, which I like a lot. So they can only do, like, magic within their, like, realm of what they can do or envision type of thing. And then, like, you know, you have characters that do magic in other realms where they have to, like, know the spell instantly. You know, to just be able to use magic.
Yeah.
So I think Mashal's really good at that, where it's like, even when he can't use magic, it's just his strength that looks like magic.
Exactly. Fucking Konosuba, peak magic.
Oh, yeah.
Like, everything makes sense.
It does.
You see it, this is...
Fucking fireball, gas once a day, but it's like, gets stronger and stronger. Every time. Every time.
Can't hit the maximum potential, that's all you can do, but it'll keep getting stronger the more.
Yep.
The more you put that strain on your body. Freaking, probably one of my favorite, all-time favorite anime, what was it called?
He doesn't know.
The...
I can tell you an anime.
It keeps doing me, the Dragon Maid one.
Is Kobayashi's Dragon Maid?
Yeah. That power scaling, it makes sense.
Yeah.
It
well, also, sense. Like, their powers are kind of, like, innate in some way. That's what I really like.
I guess you can, we fall into the category of, like, yeah, there are certain beings with powers that just, there's dragons that exist that can shapeshift.
And that makes sense. Like, I mean, generally. I think that's probably why I like slime so much, is some of the monsters in that just have innate power. You know, like, it's not, like, super rare, but, like, if you think of a dragon, it's a fucking dragon.
The thing wrong with slime is that the slime has these abilities that don't make sense.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
That's the only
issue that like, I the dragon,
everybody
the
else
dragon slayer exists, you know, god slayer, all those things exist in the world. Like, you're like, oh, actual demons, vampires, you know, like.
What's up? You said you're gonna say something. What anime does power scaling bad?
Shield Hero. Shield Hero power scaling so bad.
Fucking Overlord.
Yeah, Overlord too.
Fucking bad. Abysmal.
Then I like those anime, which is bad, but they're so bad.
Guilty pleasure.
It is a guilty pleasure, dude. Literally in the first three episodes, you know how strong this motherfucker is. Like, and no one compares to him. Like, the sight of him makes people puke. That has, like, that could see magic. Shield Hero is like, oh, you did something? I did that, like, 10 episodes ago, bro. Like.
Fucking full Metal Alchemist. Y'all was mad when I was like, my God, you're snapping your fingers doing all this. And you have a higher power? Like, you can be stronger than this and you just choose not to? What is this bullshit? Everybody else is getting their ass beat. You're just like, what? Be serious for once. And then when you actually are serious, you're getting shit done.
Yeah.
I didn't want to wait for that shit.
Yeah, it's fair.
I guess another power scale I kind of like is how Don Machi does it, where like certain people are chosen to be part of a god family.
Yeah,
and then like every time they get like a certain achievement, the god like little writes on their back and gives them a little power up. So it's a literal actual like scaling.
Yeah,
they're trying to like go into the dungeon, get what they need, come back up, and they're like, here's a reward. Ticka-ticka-da.
Oh, ReZero, fuck that.
Oh yeah,
it makes no sense. Actually, to me, bro.
I don't like Frank's powers.
I don't like it.
I'd rather watch Gundam, bro. Like, I'd rather watch Gundam or like some other like
Evangelion.
Evangelion.
Evangelion at least has like the mechs are actually like technical flesh suits in a sense. Like the Eva are alive.
Mm-hmm.
Like at least that they have the thing like there's little world ending angels. That exists, like they at least establish that.
Yeah.
Hell, fucking Titans and Attack on Titan really flesh suit mechs, but like. I mean, true.
Yeah, that is true.
Is there? I mean, I hate to do this, but Sword Art. I don't think Sword Art has a pretty good.
Because it's a fucking video game, bro. Yeah. Like,
it's just plot armor. Every season is just plot armor, bro. Like,
Sword Art runs off plot armor.
The whole show is plot armor. Bro.
It shows because the video game is made to tailor for one person.
Yes. I will say, a show that I really enjoyed was Naruto's powers.
Yeah.
Like, a lot.
It was basic. It leveled up properly.
They had world building.
They didn't have a lot of world building. I'm not gonna lie, the world building helped a lot. But like, even doing like the tuning,
they literally had to train to get to the power they are now.
Even when they introduced the old Hokage and shit, but like when they brought it back with the reanimation stuff, it was still pretty good. Like,
Actually,
the reason another thing because I've seen some discourse of like. Twitter anime normies like doing like tier lists of like it was like hit anime pro tags, how hard did they have to work to get to as powerful as they were? And the ranking is completely fucking like out of the wazoo. Some people are convinced Naruto did no fucking work for his stuff.
That's crazy.
Yeah,
he got his ass beat so many times.
Some people are legit convinced like that.
He got his ass beat so many times. Yeah, he was, you know, born with that. You know, demons I am, but
that means like literally nothing.
Yeah, that literally did very little for him.
That was a crutch to him for the longest time.
And he got his ass beat so many times.
People don't believe that Goku still had to work hard for how he is.
Yeah, because they forget that he trained all the time. Like, he leveled up on fighting. People forget that.
Yeah, he's been fighting all his life.
That's all he knew.
All his life.
He fought as a baby.
Of course, he was going to be very strong. Stronger than every other thing, because that's all he ever did. Was fight.
Well, I'd argue, remember from fighting. I mean, he ate everything. He
nah, it was good to him.
No, was it?
Yeah, silver platter. Literally. Yeah. Without that voice in his head, that little system, he would not...
Without thinking.
He would not be in that situation. No, because I'm telling you, bro, the moment I was like, oh, he can switch places with this entity that he's been talking to, garbage.
I mean, yeah. Garbage. But that was after he got it.
It doesn't matter, though. It does not matter. When you're being guided by a higher power, that's a silver platter. I don't care. You better go through some hardships, to you. You better figure that shit out your damn self.
How do you feel about Natsu and Fairy Tail? Because he was born...
I've never watched Fairy Tail, so fuck you.
And Natsu being... Antonio, trying to get me. Natsu being...
He didn't work for it.
Being
he
didn't born of... It. Being born of dragon.
He was born of dragon, but he didn't know how to unlock that dragon. Like, and then he found out...
Can what, Grandpa be... Probably has the guiding voice.
Room?
Can Grandpa be the guy who thinks he's like?
I mean,
arguably.
Arguably. Arguably, you're not wrong.
Because, like.
But it's not prominent. It is in.
No, was that voice telling him how to survive in Dardo?
No. The voice was reminding him of his strength.
No, it doesn't count.
So. Okay. Well, technically, not too bad. He does lose fights, but very little. But at some point, he's like...
Oh, I mean, everybody loses fights.
He gets his,
he wasn't handed the silver platter.
He had the ability to eat other dragon flames, and it made him stronger.
Yeah, that's so. Fine.
Another character had to work fucking hard. Gone. Man had to work hard. Like, that's fair. The entire Whale Island is just trying to do the hunter exam. Like,
what's her name? That's okay.
That is nuts.
Or not to be, sorry. Here
we go. The fucking poster!
I was looking at that one first, not Ryoko, my bad.
Yeah, Ryoko had Ryoko's a special case, it was like a semi given, but she had to work hard after being given the tools. It's basically, here are the tools, learn how to use them. That's basically how Kill la Kill's thing is. Also, Kill la Kill's powers are just weird. Of like, alien life fires that can be woven into clothing to make clothing powers. Whenever I recommend Kill la Kill, I'm like, oh yeah, it's an anime about clothes. And I just leave it at that.
Pretty much. You're not lying. It is.
It is a commentary on
very high in fashion.
You know what? I actually like Sakamoto Dane's powers.
No.
Not quote unquote.
You don't understand how unreal that man is.
Oh no, man!
That man is like Bugs Bunny.
But I'm saying like
that man is the Bugs Bunny of anime.
But I'm saying like every other character, like their powers are really cool. Like
because everybody's based off of a basic entity.
Yeah, I think that's really nice. To be honest,
the only person that's other than the main character, everybody else is pretty much.
I will say, as much as I like Death Note, I hate the powers of Death Note.
It's so funny, like they decide, like, let's drop a book in, let's see what happens, oh no, we can't care about you, because if we care about you, we fucking die! And it's like...
I hate the powers of Death Note, even though I love Death Note.
That's the thing, it's like, a certain people are specifically chosen.
Yeah.
And it's like, but like all the problems in Death Note just come down to...
What I wanted to see was, like, Death Note, but on a global scale.
Yeah.
I think
it was global scale.
Because the only reason why I disliked it, because it felt too unreal.
Yeah.
That one to two people in one area only had Death
Note. Well, that's because Light is a complete fucking dumbass. Immediately took bait instantaneously.
Yep.
And got his ass instantaneously bit. And he didn't even take any fucking deal. He didn't even take the fucking deal of like, oh yeah, I can see names if you take a half your lifespan. Like, who gives a shit? Misa took that shit instantaneously. She shitposts.
Right.
You know, what show has good powers for other characters besides the main character? In another world has been HP.
Oh, I never watched it.
So what if I'm a spider?
Stay away.
Hey, I like that show. So what if a spider's house is like
that ending fucked me.
Someone tells play with that girl, by the way.
What?
I hate that anime. It is on my shit list.
Which one? We mentioned like
the fucking spider one.
So what if I'm a spider?
That is
awesome. I love that. Spider,
I was like, alright, I'll give this a try. Animation is garbage, but you know, whatever. And then I get to the end, I'm like, what the fuck was this even about?
No, actually, you know what? No. That was me during Soul Eater.
Power Scaling is bad. Fatal Frame. Off-brand. The main character screaming the same.
Back to our pilot episode.
Yeah, the pilot episode. This man, frame. His power was to scream and have status effect abilities. Paralysis, sleep, poison. Every episode he screamed this bit. Over and over and over.
There was like one episode where that's all you kept hearing.
Yeah.
The entire episode. And it, oh my god, made like
it's so stupid. Like, all the powers make sense besides heads.
Like, the animation was horrible.
Oh yeah, man. The CGI was abundant.
Actually, no, I brought it up, but I want to get into more. I kind of dig the whole Soul Eater aspect. It's like, yeah, there's witches, there's ghouls, there's ghosts and stuff, you know, going forth of there. Like, some people are just, like, they're able to attune their souls to another being that is just able to turn themselves into a weapon.
Soul Eater would have been a peak if they didn't rush it.
Yeah.
Soul Eater would have been a peak if they didn't outdo the anime over the mangaka trying to write it. But also, like, I know it's going on season 3 currently, but, like, I mean, Soul Eater powers relate to Fire Force's power systems, but that's just a whole, like, it's spoiling the ending of the manga of Fire Force. Fire Force is the prequel to Soul Eater. You just have to accept that the main character will...
Yeah, nobody's going to accept that.
No, I'm gonna accept.
People are going to think you're fucking crazy.
Yep.
Well, never refuse to read the manga.
Well, we're still the manga spoiler. The main character just resets the world, banishes the solar goddess out of the realm, and replaces her with Shinigami from Soul Eater. And that's why the world's in the perpetual death state, because their powers from the sun is replaced with powers from death itself.
Yeah. It's really weird to think about peak going into peak, kind of. You know, Fire Force is peak anime.
I wish Boruto was good.
Me too.
Like, peak going to peak, Naruto into Boruto.
You know what powers annoyed the hell out of me in anime? Like, annoyed me? Inuyasha. Oh my god. I got so annoyed.
I like Inuyasha, but I can see where you're coming from.
I swear, power-wise makes no fucking sense. No fucking sense for any character.
This is why people shouldn't give random titles to random people.
Oh my god, bro. It was so irritating watching some of the main characters fight other characters and just not understand how their powers work. I'm like, they're just yelling it in front of you, bro. Like, how are you losing?
Yeah, do you like when anime characters like yell the name of their power out when they do it, or do you prefer that just the subtle they do it and then they just casually mention it?
I like it. It's casual, but I mean, I understand if it's the first time. So, like, one of my gripes watching the Power Rangers, the Red Ranger reincarnated, he always has to transform in the Red Ranger, do the pose, do the thing like Power Rangers does. Yep. And I was like, bro, I grew up watching this already. Stop. And he does the pose, explosion.
Dude, I every love the time. Fucking explosions. Though.
Every time.
I love Power Ranger explosions.
And but what's funny about that show is the explosion affects everyone else around him.
Yeah.
So if anyone's next to him, they get exploded on. They're like, what the hell is that? You know? My favorite thing is when he does his like full-on friendship moment that everyone else poses with him and they don't know why. They're just like doing the Power Ranger pose and they're like, what the hell am I doing?
Fucking Family Guy cutaway gagging ass moment.
Dude, every time he's like, let's form a bond. And they're like, what? Why? Oh, I just talked to you once. We have a bond. But it's so funny. He'll be like, you super cannon, you know, friendship power. And then the explosion happens and they're just posing at you. And they're just like, what the fuck? They're just so... Like, that shit is funny. But I hate that he has to do that every time. They even skip some of the animation, but he still does the voice log, the motion. I'm like, we don't have to do that.
I guess this falls into the fact that you said last episode people have normally don't have attention spans. Are you lowering that attention span there, Nico?
No. I just hate super repetitive things in certain situations. No.
Is this why Harry Potter had to move to non-vocal spells? Because people were just fucking tired of hearing that shit. I still find it so funny the entire Harry Potter universe was just some guy from fucking Oakland.
That is funny. Hey, there's just that one guy, man.
We probably go down the streets of Oakland fucking find like 15 minutes left.
Hey, you want to be a wizard? DMT.
Voldemort got nothing on the gat.
It's funny because, like, you think of, like, superhero movies or like, cartoons with that have powers and stuff, and, like, most of the time, they're also pretty annoying because they don't know how to balance powers.
Nico, look at my hands.
Okay.
Name as many Superman powers as you can.
Superman?
Yeah, name as many things as he had.
Flight, laser vision, super strength, super speed, frost breath. I think he can. He doesn't have. Oh, he gets energy from the sun, which technically power.
Regeneration.
I think he can breathe in space, right?
Yeah, he's an alien, yes.
Yeah, so he can breathe in space.
You're forgetting a key one.
He can run hella fast like the Flash.
Yeah, we already count super speed.
Okay,
you forgot X-ray vision. He has X-ray vision.
Which is really stupid.
Yeah.
Because he can lobotomize you.
That's true. Did you see that part?
X-ray vision.
Did you watch, I think it was Justice League when he, like, stared at a mirror, laser beamed the mirror to get rid of the thing in his brain? Yeah. He lasered his own brain.
Never seen that.
I'm pretty sure it's in Justice League. He has a virus in his brain.
Yeah, because fucking looks like put a little thing in his head.
And so he looked at the mirror, lasered the mirror to look at his brain, to laser the piece out of his brain. What? Focus. Like, he was just not in pain or anything. I'm like, huh?
Yeah, we don't need to talk about comic book power scaling. That is a completely
different topic. People, I was just saying, like, okay, they're always overpowered in comics.
Actually, the whole, like, going forward with scaling, the whole ideal behind the change of focus between Death Battle, Rooster Teeth, going forth from there, because the biggest thing that's happened so far, and is clearly trending on Twitter, is Deku beating Miles Morales in Death Battle recently. And we don't need to talk about much about the My Hero quirk system. It's like, there's some people, they're more quirks. Quirks are fucking horrific in concept. And every generation, they just get stronger as long as they keep doing it. So
that's actually a hard one to think about. Deku and Miles Morales.
I think, that's a hard one. I think Deku does win overall.
Yeah. Like, but like the whole like meme people are doing on Twitter is like, people are talking about how like Miles is a street tier hero, so Deku really didn't have that much competition regardless. Everyone's like talking about like Deku's like, yeah, I'd be Miles, give me more street tier heroes and villains.
And just, I think the reason why Miles loses is because he can't keep up in speed wise. Like, his spider sense is active, but
I don't feel like rewatching the whole last like 20-minute video.
I'm just saying, like, in general, like, he's just outpacing speed, like, and strength. Like, he can't, like, Miles is strong and reflex-wise, he's great, but he's just...
I don't want to go about comic book things, because people are like, Deku could, like, pretty much almost any Miker can beat, like, anyone from, like, Marvel Universe, like, in, like, sort of situations and stuff. I'm like, no motherfucking My Hero's defeating fucking Juggernaut.
Yeah, no way.
Juggernaut was erased from existence and then came back through sheer willpower.
Phoenix would just eradicate them. Your what powers? I write history.
Like, Gohan powers, that's like completely, like the biggest can of worms.
What do they do against fucking Venom and his symbiotes? The symbiotes just take them over. They can't win.
Right. Let me catch you slipping.
Yeah.
I saw one who like legit thought like Moon Knight was this air quote street tier hero.
Oh, hell
and no. They put Moon Knight against Deku. I was like, guys, Moon Knight's not a street tier hero. He's not a street. Moon Knight can do anything as long as Khonshu finds it funny. Please.
Khonshu's a dick. Yeah, so you don't want anything
funny. Khonshu is a
dick. It's like, you don't understand what you're doing, Yuji. God, like, some powers in the universe are just so much weaker than others. Like, besides, like, the obvious, like, some powers are clearly, like, near God tier. Like,
that's one thing that, like, I really like about, like, certain fan animations nowadays is, like, they're doing the incorporation of, like, what if this character was in that universe? Like, the whole gag of Cell versus everyone. Mm-hmm. That shit's hilarious, but it's accurate as fuck. Like, you have characters you never even thought of that would be in there. Like, the dude from Initial D trying to race Cell. And Cell's like, why the fuck would I drive you? I could just kill you.
No, it brings back to, like, death battle animations. Because they just do a whole thing. They do the power scaling. And then they do, like, a little, like, oh, based on the thing, here's a little animation on it. Like, a cute little thing. Yeah, some characters are just broken in other universes. Like, I remember, which is the funniest one, is for some fucking reason, almost every Ruby girl in a death battle wins. The only one who's lost is Weiss.
Why?
Because they put up against weird things. So, they try to do themes with the Ruby girls, like some of like similar power, which I guess that's why they did Miles and Deku as street tier heroes. Yeah. It's fucking weird. But one of the ones that I thought about the most was Blake from Ruby versus Mikasa from Attack on Titan, and Blake won that.
That's crazy.
Only because of her semblance.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Of just making elemental clones of herself to stay in place, as well, because it's just a woman with training.
Like, from her character.
Like, a woman with training. A woman with training? It's like, there's the whole, like, Rooster Teeth buys there, but, like, yeah, no, some characters are just clearly more powerful than others, but, like, the Attack on Titan universe, like, you're taking people who went through indoctrination into a whole power to deal with the supernatural force.
Yeah.
Versus a woman from a universe where people can have just random powers that regenerate them and or give them some sort of weird selling system in Ruby is fucking weird.
Well, it's like the argument of, like, Pokemon versus Digimon. Like, most Pokemon fight till they're fainted. Digimon, they just straight kill each other sometimes. Like, they just eradicate them from existence.
Fucking bro, you don't have any, bro, you don't understand how much I cried when Bakugan died.
But I'm saying, like, similar premises of, like, that type of thing. Like, imagine how overpowered a Digimon that towers over a Pokemon like Charizard. You have, like, Greymon, who's, like, taller than a fucking skyscraper building. It's like, what is this thing? I'm just gonna smush it.
Right. Alright, so the other thing. Like, people don't believe that fucking Godzilla can beat Galactus.
That's... What version of Godzilla?
Heisei series, obviously.
Okay. I can.
If you want to be let down, that's not the only Godzilla that can be collected.
A lot of Godzillas can be collected.
Not all of them.
Are we talking normal Galactus or True Form Galactus?
It does not matter.
Well, True Form Galactus is bigger than the universe.
It does not matter.
So it's bigger than the universe. Yeah, Godzilla almost blew up the universe at least 3 times. It took Destroyer and Ghidorah to stop him from blowing up the universe multiple times. If Galactus were to reach down towards Earth, Godzilla could just fire a blast and delete his fucking hand. Mm-hmm. And it's not like Galactus is the whole, like, he's not like physical.
I mean, Galactus is not that strong, I'm just saying. He's really not that strong.
He is very strong. He just gets very lucky that every universe he gets into, he gets put into a difficult one when he tries to invade the wrong people.
Competitively to all the Marvel.
Like, the true form, like, True Form Galactus isn't even, like, a physical being.
Yeah.
And Godzilla could still shoot a fire beam and delete his hand. And you'd be like, what the fuck is going on here? Yeah, power scaling is a very funny thing. But talk about the powers individually and how the world incorporates them is just better.
Alright, I have a throw, and I want a true answer.
Yeah.
Strongest version of Madoka versus who? Who can beat Madoka?
Who can beat Madoka?
Yeah, in your opinion.
Oh my god, there's so many.
In true form. So.
Yeah, there's way too many.
Too many character.
Let's go with like some little light. Let's go Ash Ketchum.
That's crazy. That's crazy.
You can give, right. Didn't even give him his own starter Pokemon.
I'll give him Bulbasaur. He doesn't portray
him. Alright, give him Bulbasaur. Still sweeps. True form Madoka.
Okay. We're talking about the true form Madoka. We're talking about like goddess powers plus yes. Time reversal.
Yeah.
Okay, so essentially every JoJo character can beat Madoka. Dude, like almost every
character, but every main character.
Dude, pretty much every single fucking JoJo villain has some sort of time or space manipulation power, and they get dogged on.
Yeah,
I don't think Ash.
To understand how Tusk acts forward. Spoilers for part 7. I know it's coming out soon. Spoilers. To understand how Tusk acts forward. You need a degree in quantum physics to understand how that shit fucking works. Because Funny Valentine can shift dimensions and pull a different quantum version of you out. So by using quantum physics and folding the blanket an infinite number of times, it closes the force and creates a pressure that stops it from happening. Like, Madoka got nothing on JoJo characters. I'm sorry.
I mean, Ash Ketchum's good, if I'm being serious. Just give him, what, Palkia, Dialga, and he can't be touched.
That's true.
So. Give him literal gods of time as Pokemon, and then it's just a fight to a stalemate.
You've never read the Pokemon universe has gods.
Yes. Yeah.
Multiple of the gods.
Yeah, but we're talking about Ash Ketchum. I thought you meant the anime Ash Ketchum, not theoretical Ash Ketchum.
We're talking about True Form Madoka. It does not matter. It'll go both ways.
Yeah, but I mean, True Form Madoka's canon, technically.
Yeah, okay, so is Ash Ketchum.
Ash Ketchum not catching... Never mind.
I feel like JoJo bullshit can stop a lot of things. Like, Jolene literally turned herself into a Mobius strip to stop the gravity from shifting her away from things.
Yeah, sure.
It's like, JoJo bullshit got...
I just wanted to see what you're going to say. I just wanted to... I know it's gonna
be that. No, a side character from Baki can die too much.
That's
right. A side character from Baki
can be... Goku's not that strong of a character. Sailor Moon, on the other hand,
yeah, Sailor Moon, a whole different thing. You know what's funny is I always tell people Sailor Moon could take Goku and people laugh at me. I'm like, you have no idea how strong Sailor Moon is.
Sailor Moon is probably
Goku
top 10 at 10 yeah. Of the strongest anime characters in this.
He is so strong. It's insane. It's so insane.
Oh, I can't think of fucking Death Battle because it just applies here. I remember when they had Joker Persona go against Giorno, and they had Giorno lose because they just did not comprehend how GR worked. They're like, yeah, so Joker can literally just, like, negate anything. It's like, okay, so can GR. It's like, oh, well, this one fight, D-Evolve. It's like, cool, that was one fight for D-Evolve. GR changes form based on what he's fighting to perfectly counter them. It's like, cool, you don't understand how this works.
I can't agree that JoJo characters have... probably the hardest counter in a fight to every other anime character.
How do you feel? Knowing that, do you think Gojo could survive in that universe?
What universe?
In JoJo?
Yeah. I don't see why not.
Do you think he'd be strong or normal?
I think he'd be probably on par of like a strong stand. That's about it.
I know these JoJo characters have humongous fucking pain resistance.
Like that's true. They do.
I've seen like things like argue like what anime has characters with the most pain resistance, and JoJo like JoJo they're just average. They're arguably average people, but they just have stamina.
The only issue is that JoJo characters they can get through the Gojo weakness.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, you can't get through his spiritual powers with Kirk's spiritual powers be something completely different, right?
Because he also more powerful form. Pretty much he hasn't been in the ground like all the time.
And stands aren't even the only power in JoJo. Like, if you're talking like early parts, like Hamon can also like break through because it's just full life.
Well, deals with little vampires, so like his vampire
power. I think Hamon can. Really give Gojo a hard time.
It's just so fucking weird. Like, people don't understand how crazy the fucking power scaling in JoJo is. Like, these guys are like, yeah, there's some people like stands who like change people's faces and like can make a delicious meal. And there's like, yeah, no, you need quantum physics to understand this stand because it literally like folds through time and space. Theoretically, because it's quantum physics.
Yeah.
But then also in that same one, there's just a stand that just clings on your back and says, yeah, you're doing a good job. And that gives you the willpower to continue forward. Like, it's like...
I'm trying to think of, like, is there another universe that, if combined with JoJo characters, would stand a chance? Like, a whole universe.
Another people heard a lot of universes. Like, yeah, other people like stand, but also, everyone forgets that stand users can only see their stands. Non-stand users can't see stands. Yeah. So that also gives a huge advantage to them in that case. Which is also why Death Battle was biased.
JoJo characters lose to experienced fighters.
Yeah.
Dog, Giordo's fucking 14. Like, right. Like, Giordo's 14. Giordo in Part 3 is 17. And he's built like...
I was thinking of like...
He's built like...
Like Zeref from Fairy Tail. Even though I'm already, but like, I can't even go so because I'm dying.
Yeah.
In this space. You're within 100 meters of you die.
JoJo has stands like that too.
But like, he can't be like, I don't know. He's one of those characters who can't die unless he wills to die. So it's like weird.
Yeah, that's like the whole JoJo thing. It's like, yeah, the stands aren't them. Like, the stands will take damage because technically their life force, willpower.
Yeah.
But not physically them. So like, in a lot of cases, they use stands to go to places they can't.
Yeah.
Like, Part 3, Kakyoin and Polnareff use their stands to shrink down to Jotaro's head to remove the lover stand. Like, they can just do that. They can throw their stands into your head and kill you from the inside if they want to. And you cannot see it.
Yeah. I mean, Xerath is probably the only person that could solo the JoJo verse because of his power.
Yeah.
Simply because the stand is still part of the physical body.
Yeah.
So, the moment that stand takes damage, so is the...
But then it also gets the argument of, like, other things that we're just talking about a ton of JoJo. Because JoJo's stands aren't all the same. Like, there's close range, there's automatic, and then there's a swarm types.
Yeah.
Like, close range, you know, pretty much, you know, the average dude, a mystical person stand next to you. And like, the automatics, they just do their own thing. Like, you don't need to control them. Like, Narancia's Aerosmith is just a biplane that just fires hits at people. It, like, does its own thing. But then you also get, like, swarms type stands, like Metallica, which is, like, if they take damage, you don't take damage, because they're all, like, multitude. You don't have to rack it all at once in order to do so.
Xerath's power is, like, anything that is alive, quote-unquote, or living in the material world.
Then Notorious B.I.G. can beat them, because it's not.
Yeah.
Because this stand requires the user to die, so the user isn't alive.
You'd have to find the user to kill.
Yeah. The other argument is, like, does that affect vampires and zombies, right? Because they would probably just...
No, it would. Because, you know, that is a still form of living.
Yeah.
I was going to say, Ultimate Forest, particularly these people at Forest, literally cannot die on Earth. But then I remember an argument, like, you know, the guy in Part 4 who makes you feel guilty and puts a lock on your heart to kill you, so like, he could beat Kar. So I have no fucking idea. Yeah, the lock can, yeah, if you have a chance of feeling guilty, the lock guy can beat you.
like,
JoJo power scaling is so fucking stupid. God. But that just shows how good the stand system is in JoJo, where, like, things like this can be just, like, happen. And of course, random people just like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah. Is there a character from a show for power wise you wish was in another show?
No.
No.
No. People filthy mouth. Out of the enemies.
Is there a character you want from one show to be in another show?
Oh, from one show to be in another show?
Like, it just makes sense for all that power.
I think Saitama and Batman would be really good friends.
That's so wild. That was not where I thought that was going.
What?
That...
I thought you were going to say something like Mario and Luigi.
Yeah, dude. Like,
that was
so left field. Yeah, dude.
What? Just think about the horrific, horrific things.
Saitama's like, stupid. Batman would be annoyed by him.
Those Plastic Man?
Yeah, Plastic Man has a power spot, though.
So is Saitama. Like, basically, Batman just gets a second Plastic Man.
Oh, It's not that works.
Instead of backup plan being, I hope he doesn't turn evil, his backup plan is give him a $5 coupon for chicken. Like,
I would love to see Mario Sunshine Mario Isekai. The way shit is looking at me right now, it's crazy.
This implies he doesn't go with the spray bottle, so he's just fucked.
I can't even, my brain can't even comprehend what the hell you're doing. Like, I'm visualizing it, but I just can't.
I don't see it. They have an anime called Red Ranger being Isekai, okay? I've seen everything.
You know about Batman Samurai, who your fucking point is?
I've seen everything.
Actually, wait.
Can't wait to see the new Batman Samurai.
Wait, so we're between...
Oh, Batman and Joe, no.
Monster Girl Doctor and Monster City.
That'd be good. That actually would be good. I'd watch that.
It's funny because I reference monsters in the anime only see, like, I don't remember this monster. I'm like, cool, you didn't fucking read it.
Honestly, I would want the Demon Lord retry Demon Lord to be an any guy. Because he just does not give a fuck about anything.
Yeah.
I think he would be so enjoyable just to see what people do and react to him. That'd be interesting.
It's about putting powerful people in places they can't be powerful in.
Steven Universe didn't.
Steven Universe gets nanny by a lot of fucking anime. I'm sorry.
No, bro. Super Sonico is crazy.
Super Sonico is crazy!
Wow. The thing about Sonic, right?
No, not Sonic. Sonic O.
Sonic O.
We're talking about thick bitches here, not Sonic. we are a fat bitch lover household here.
Sonic in the Dragon Ball world, bro.
Here's the thing about Sonic, right? She just can't be put anywhere. Okay. Makes no sense. It's like putting Hatsune Miku in Fortnite.
Hey, wait a minute.
Just doesn't work out.
It worked out for a lot of people. They made sure of a woman.
Yeah, I wonder why. They make garbage music, but a fucking one hell of a fan base.
It's true.
The total drama class could fuck over Squid Game.
That's
so real. The total drama cast could so fuck over Squid Game.
Owen Clear, bro.
No, bro, I got one. Chewbacca and Monster Machine.
Chewbacca and Monster Machine. Someone who's illiterate.
Yes, exactly.
And a high society. All I see is horror.
I watch it.
Do you think Chewbacca has a human penis or a red rocket?
Bruh.
Oh, I remember.
Alright, anyways. Going back to, powers and such. We need a closing argument. What's our closing argument for powers or power scaling? Do you feel like recent anime, in general, like current anime in the last 5 years, we'll say 4 years. You feel like they've done well with powers and power scaling?
You really have to take off 2020 year of anime. People watching through that the 2021 set.
Because I said no. It's like 1 in 10. Powers, like, is good.
1 in 10?
Yeah.
You're telling me generic MC who is powerful among everything and can't be beat is not as good as Magaka from the 90s who've been working for decades world building?
Yes, I am saying that.
You telling me, motherfucker, for my powers, instant death isn't better than One Piece? Devil Fruit and Future Building?
Well, yes, I'm saying that. You guys feel same or no?
So I don't really...
Reading manga, if I say.
I don't know.
Are you telling me Soul, Mr. Soul Leveling, has worse power scaling than Mr. Bean himself?
I don't even know how to. I don't even know what you're asking, Rich.
Yes, of course it's fucking obvious that powers suck nowadays. God.
I mean, power scaling sucks.
Yes, power fucking
sucks. Powers is fine.
Of course, power scaling always sucked.
But I think power is fine.
No, power is
always. Okay, we're talking about power scaling in the same fucking universe. It's so hard to compete with all the good shit going forward.
That's true.
It's so hard to fucking compete. Like I said, Naruto, Dragon Ball, One Piece, Bleach,
hey, that's the
Hunter Hunter. Okay. I'm talking about the Blades of the Past!
The normies right here now only care about the passes way to get from start to finish. So the anime nowadays is, okay, here's your cheat skill and go finish the anime. That's all it is. Unless it's, you know, something else would be completely different. You know, there's some wild anime coming up. There's some wild anime that's in it. Don't go on the internet. That's all it is.
Go on the internet to watch Frarin, because that is a recent anime that is power scaling correctly.
Yeah. Some people consider it a classic, which is crazy. I'm like, bro, that it's still pretty recent.
Frarin's fucking good.
Why do people? Yeah, it's not a classic.
It's not a classic, but it's good.
How do you?
I don't know. There's some people that call it a classic.
Like, when I think of classic anime, I think of, like, Yu Yu Hakusho, Hunter x Hunter, Inuyasha, Ghost in the Shell, like, shit like that. I think
some people were talking about, like, how certain OG animes are, like, the type of thing. I was like, that's not an OG anime. Like what? Excuse me. What?
Actually,
I'm just thinking that's the normies, man.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm thinking of another, like kind of little power thing I kind of like. I like kind of like the death system in Dungeon Meshi, where if you die in the dungeon, you could just be revived at any point.
Yeah, I like that too.
So you just get the horrific scenes of people getting brutally murdered, and then scenes later, like, being revived is fine.
Dungeon Meshi?
Yeah.
He doesn't know.
Who's Dungeon Meshi?
It's a Studio Trigger adaptation of Delicious in Dungeon, where a group of four people get stuck in a dungeon and have to escape the dungeon.
Right.
Because they're low on rations, they have to eat any monster they kill.
Oh, that anime! Would never watch it. Weird ass concept, never interested me. That's probably why I didn't know what it was.
But still interesting, knowing that, like, yeah, in this magical, like, it's society, like, yeah, revive is just only the dungeon. You can be revived if you die in the dungeon.
Yep.
But also, like, the monsters are just edible.
Yeah. Delicious.
I wouldn't see why they won't be edible, but yeah.
I enjoy the funny cat.
Yeah, bam. I think that's good for me. I'm good to end there. You guys are good to end there. Any closing remarks?
Be careful what you watch.
Yeah, I agree.
There's some wild ass shit out there, too.
Oh, yeah.
What would you do if you woke up in a One Punch Man world, and because of how much you loved eating, you turned into, like, the motherfucking episode one where you turned into a giant fucking lobster? Like, that's...
I would be pizza, instantly. Pizza?
Turn into pizza man.
And then they get your ass deleted.
Yeah, I don't get my ass.
God, One Punch Man scaling is so fucking weird.
Yeah. Tell us in the comments what you would be, or what world you would be, or power that you would have. I know there's no comments, but I just wanted to say it, okay?
tell us in the app reviews of Doodle Jump 3D on the App Store.
On that note, I'm ending an episode. Thank you. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to Weebisations. If you enjoyed the episode, tune in every Wednesday wherever you catch your podcasts. And join the Cracked Media Discord to get updates and interact with the community.